Hello and welcome back to Tani Talk Stuff, the TTD, the show where we talk about the daf of the day with some practical things to say in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Yuma 84. Gemara talking about the mad dog and different symptoms and conditions involved in it. And Abaye talking about it when he suffered from a condition which may or may not have come from a mad dog or different things. When I suffer from Sifidna, I tried all the remedies, Abaye says, but I was not cured until a certain Arab merchant told me, bring pits of olives that did not grow a third and burn them in fire on top of a new hoe and affix the ashes to a row of your teeth. I did so, and I was cured, he says. The entire row of teeth in which the pain is felt is what he did, and he was cured. So Abaye listened to the advice of a certain Arab merchant. To me, it brings to mind the idea we talked about the other day, but now cueing in on it, from Pirkei Avos, Dalet Aleph, one of my favorite missions in Pirkei Avos. Ben Zoma teaches us different things. Ezehu Chacham, Halomed Mikol Adam. These sages, these Amoram, these Tanam, and people in Jewish history were very smart. And the smartest people are the people that really learn from everyone and everything around us. Anything that Hashem creates is something to teach us, but of course, anything that has a living, breathing soul for sure has something to teach us. Even the animals, the creatures, have what to teach us. We know the work ethic from the ant, where he carries something 5 to 10 times or so greater than his own body weight. And we learn the cleanliness from a cat and the diligence from a this and a that. And in general, everything, every person we can learn something from. And here is a point example, learning something from everyone. A random Arab merchant, Ezehu Chacham Halomed Mikol Adam. So in your life, in your circumstances, in your different interactions, there's always something that can be learned from everyone around you. Even if it's someone you don't agree with, even if it's someone you don't like their viewpoints or their hashkafa or their politics, there's still something you could learn from. Oh, I won't do that because of what I learned from him. Oh, I will do that because of what I learned from him. Pirkei Avos explains to us a real saying for life. Ezehu Chacham Halomed Mikol Adam. And some versions say Mikol Ha-Adam. So you learn from every person, but you learn from the essence of the whole person. Not judging just on one act and one thing, but learning from the whole essence of the entire person. So make sure in your whole day and all your interactions and all your days to learn from everyone around you a little bit, every single day. Join us next time as we talk Yuma 85 here on Tani Talk Stuff, the TTD.